Gina Afternoon, made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. There's the Rolling Stones singing all about the fortune teller, and we have one of those right here in our midst. Kaylee McGovey, how are you doing?
I am doing fantastic, Andy. Thanks for having me.
And I know you're a person of many, many talents. Photographer is how I know you maybe best, and
yes.
Amazing, beautiful photography that you do. But you also are really fascinated and into astrology.
Yes.
Now, you were just saying, you're telling me as we were kind of talking here that Western astrology is what we're talking about here. And you're going to be doing this live at Kindred Post tonight as part of First Friday.
Yeah.
For a pop-up star chart so people can go in and get their star charts made. So they're Western astrology. Tell me about Western astrology.
All right. So there's two main kinds of astrology, and Western is what I'm doing today. It is based off of the position of the constellations, right? You've got your Aries,
okay.
You've got your Taurus,
yeah.
You know, you've got all those. So basically, it's based off of the distance between the sun and those constellations. So that is what Western astrology is. It's
okay.
All based off of that,
it's
all at the
math.
Moment of your birth.
It's mathematical.
It's math.
So
yes.
You just asked me, so you're going to be using kind of an app,
mm-hmm.
And you ask people some specific data about
mm-hmm.
themselves.
Yep.
And based off that data, you're able to sort of build a chart.
Right.
They get a piece of paper.
They get a whole piece of paper.
It's like a spread. You gave me yours. It's like a spreadsheet here. It's like a pretty spreadsheet, but it's a spreadsheet.
It is. It is.
There's symbols and
it looks fancy.
It's
and
cool.
Kind of confusing and
it
mystical,
is.
Right?
I have no idea what this means.
Yes, it's another language for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah. So with the birth chart, you need a couple things to make it work. You need the time of your birth. You need.
Okay. That's something that most people maybe. That's the one piece of information people don't
yes.
necessarily know right offhand. Okay.
Yeah, most people are like, I don't know. I was born this day. I was
right.
born in this place. So you need those three. There's three things you need. You need the day of your birth, the time of your birth, and the place of your birth. Because that all – what you're determining essentially is where you were at and where the planets were in the sky at the time of your birth.
Right, right.
So – you know, you've got you, if you imagine the pie chart, right? I like to, they all look like little pie charts, and there's 12 pieces of pie in them, right? It's a little needle chart.
Okay.
And each of the pieces of pie are sometimes different sizes. And you think of, there's an ascendant, there's a line, there's a horizon line across the middle.
Okay, that's
yeah.
ascending.
Ascendant.
When you hear that in a, oh, it's with Jupiter ascending.
Yes.
Right? It's like, okay, now that is this middle line we're looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It says ascendant there. And so basically what that means is that's the planet that was on the horizon coming up over the horizon on the second you were born. So whatever time of day that was, what was on the horizon line of wherever you're at, that's what was rising.
Okay. Okay.
And then you have the descendant, right, which is less talked about, but that's what the planet that was descending at the time of your birth. And then you have the height of – you have basically the what is it? Not horizontal,
like
vertical.
Like altitude or
yeah, your vertical
sure,
line.
Yeah, okay, yes.
So they all have meanings, right? There's the horizon, then there's the one that was the highest in the sky at the moment of your birth, and one was that was beneath you essentially.
That's what I'm looking at here. You
mm-hmm.
can sort of look at that. So this sign here, this half moon sign, what's that? That's the moon?
Yeah, well. Well, the half moon sign is actually your moon symbol. Yes.
That's your moon symbol.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
So what, let's see, I'm looking at your chart
yes,
that you did.
That's mine.
Mm-hmm. So, what is this symbol right here, for instance, that looks like the Starship Enterprise?
Right.
Which is awesome.
Right. So,
that means that you love Star Trek, not Star Wars.
You got it.
Is that what that is? That's awesome.
That's exactly what that means.
Wow.
So, that
I'm
one's
good
actually,
at this.
You're going to be a pro by the end of this interview. That's Uranus.
No, okay. I was going to say. Also, looks
the
like
one
that. Sure.
That really intrigues you,
the planet.
Obviously.
Yes. 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 And so, very good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that means. Let's move on to my chart.
Yeah,
what do you say?
Yeah,
so,
your chart.
I gave you my information about my birthday and the time of birth, and I was born in Huntington, New York, and all this
yes.
fun stuff. Okay. So, now, what? And then you put it into an app. What app do you use?
Okay. So today for this, I'm using an app Well, it's not an app. It's a website, but it's called astro.com.
Okay.
So A-S-T-R-O.com. Pretty simple. And
cool.
Basically, you go in there, you can put your information in, and it will generate this chart for you, which is fantastic. So it's going to give me people's information really quickly so I can kind of draw up these charts for them.
Cool.
By the way, these charts are drawn by Lindsay Burnett at Bustin' Out Boutique.
And okay. All right.
So she hand drew all of that. So they kind of – it's a beautiful little art piece you get to take home with you. Yeah.
And then it sort of – does it help you act as sort of a guide for your – how do you use it in your life? Is it for your moods, for how you plan your day, for –
Right. Well, I mean they all – so there's different elements in a chart, right? You have the constellations and that's like the – basically you have the constellations, you have the houses, and you have the planets. Then you see where all the planets are placed in which houses, in which planets, or in which constellations. So it gets kind of in-depth with each of these things. So basically each house is based off of – I'm like trying to figure out the right way to put this. So the house basically represents your characteristics – in your life. So characteristics, so like values and things like that. So each house has a different meaning.
Okay.
So if you have planets in that house, those are going to be the ones maybe affected by that area of your life is maybe going to be more pertinent.
And then how about, like, for instance, I'm an Aries. I know that about myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always told that has specific, you know, tendencies or, you know, personality types and things like that. Does that kind of overlay this whole chart in a way or?
In a way.
Yeah.
So your most important ones on a chart are going to be your sun, your moon, and your ascendant, right? Those are the ones you hear people talk about the most because they are essentially the most obvious to you, right? So you have Aries is your sun. So sun represents what people perceive you as. So it's more of like your external perception, your outward view, like what people see you as, though.
Okay.
So, you know, and then it just depends on what house it's in that it would affect these certain areas that it's obvious in. But basically it's masculine. The sun is masculine. Your moon is more of a feminine. It's more internal. It's how you see yourself.
Okay.
So it's more your internal world.
Now, in yours, I'm noticing that's almost opposite ends of the circle. Is that typical or is that just – that just, can be whatever?
Yeah. It just happens to be that when I was born, I had literal – they're just on the opposite ends. So I have very – my Scorpio sun, you know, and then I have my Taurus moon. So I have like these opposite ends of the pie chart. And that just happens to be how mine were. Some people will have the same moon as they have their sun. So
I see. So you could literal translation would be that the way you're outwardly perceived is sort of the way you internally think of yourself.
If you had both in the same chart. Yeah. And that same sign.
It's maybe a little opposite.
Yeah. It's very different. It's very different. Yeah.
Which I'm sure doesn't translate to every single facet of your life, but it can be a fun way to view how that happens in your life. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So I want to hear about me.
Okay. Let's hear about you.
We've talked about you a lot now.
I know. God, I'm so important, obviously. This is all about me. Okay. So, yeah, you have an Aries sun. Essentially. So right here we're looking, there's like a degrees. You see little numbers by it. And that's just the degrees on the chart.
Okay.
So you're an Aries sun. You have a Libra moon.
Okay.
Which is air. It's an air sign. So you have a fire sun and you have an air moon. And I like Libras. They're kind of easygoing. Air signs are typically more easygoing.
Okay.
You've got like this thing about you that you're able to kind of float and go with the flow. You don't lose your... You're cool easily, it doesn't seem like.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like.
Okay. I'm buying it so far, yeah.
Yeah, totally. This is me. And then you have all your other planets. So we're talking, we go through the planets. Even though Pluto is not a planet, it is still on there.
Because
it is still one
important.
That moves.
Sure.
So your Mercury is Aries. So you have another Aries up there. Your ascendant sign is Libra.
So what does that mean if my ascendant sign is Libra? Oh, I'm Libra moon and my ascendant sign is also Libra.
Yeah. And then your Mercury is Aries as well as your sun. So you're kind of – you've got like these qualities and they're in different houses though, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So anyways.
I'm a very complex person.
You're so complex.
Yes.
Like, look at your chart. I mean, you can't even see it. I want you to look at it really
what
fast.
Is it?
So you can see it's kind of, you can
it's
see.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. Weird.
So.
Cool. I guess. I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah, great. Sounds awesome. So basically, tonight, I am not going to explain what any of this means to you guys.
You're just
going
to give it to people.
Yeah.
And then people can kind of do their own research on what that means.
They can do their own research. They can contact me if they want to go more in depth, and I will take on clients in that way. If you guys want to contact me, I can. We can just look it up. We can print some stuff out. You'll have more information on what each of them means, where, what areas of your life each thing affects, and then we'll talk about it.
And
so that's kind of the plan.
How have you seen – you're into this.
I'm into it.
Obviously, you're into this.
I'm deep
do
in
you,
it.
Do you – how do you fall on it? Do you think it's just kind of pretty fun and gives some indication of some stuff, or do you think – oh no, man! This is it. This is if you
it's
know
not
religion. Your fate is done.
Yeah, you're
because you're this. I mean, how do you? Because there are people like that too,
totally.
Who are like, oh, well, that's why you're doing that because of your ascendancy in Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, I've said that before I even knew astrology.
That's right. You knew all about that.
Yeah,
professional.
So what is all? How do you fall on that?
Okay, so where I fall, I still have a pretty sciencey way of seeing it. Right, I really see it as like a base. It's kind of a baseline. It's like here is what. Was happening at the time of your birth.
Mm-hmm.
Here is some likely areas that this could affect in your life. So you kind of can look at it and be like, oh, that's not really true because actually I grew up with a parent that was really authoritarian or I grew up with somebody who did this that taught me this. So your circumstances throughout life are going to shift, I think, a lot of these little things in the chart. I also wanted to make a point about having two different kinds of astrology. This is Western. If you hear people, they'll often say, well, you know, astrology can't be proven. And they hear, you know, did you hear it's all wrong? It's all false. And
right.
So that what they're talking about is Western astrology, which is actually what I'm going to be drawing up for people tonight. But it is the most known of them. But like sidereal or Vedic astrology, which is what I'm kind of starting to dive into, but I don't know as much about, is based off of how they like NASA tracks things, right? Like it's based between stars and constellations. Stars don't move. You know what I mean? So
right.
You're getting more, I feel like that's a little bit more accurate, but I feel like it's definitely not a science. You know, we're all individuals. We have things that happen and it's not going to be 100%. But
right.
You could be like, oh, you're really floaty and you like to like go and do your thing. You're an Aquarius. You know, you're really airy. Like you have these qualities about you. Or
it seems like even for anyone who walks in, they could sort of look at it and sort of even if you think, well, that doesn't really apply to me. Maybe the things that do apply to you just points you more to some self-awareness.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And that's good no matter what.
Yeah. That's kind of how I viewed astrology and any kind of like self-growth tool, right? You're able to look at it and be like, aha. Here I am.
Yeah.
Like, here's
this
thing. Like,
right.
I've noticed, oh, yeah, I do have, like, that tendency with jealousy. Like, that's known in Scorpios. Okay, let me try and work on that. So
right.
Now it's way less of a thing. Like, when I look at it and they talk about Scorpios being these jealous people, I know that personally I've worked a lot on that side of me. So it's not always true. It's just the
right.
Base. It's a baseline.
Well, that's cool. I mean, that's a really fun way to – that's a really fun way to think about it for sure. It's like – you know, because I think you're right that people really get into this, well, is it true or is it not true?
Totally.
And I'm like that.
Yeah.
I'm like that, you know. But it's also like, well, but it's also, number one, it's fun.
Yeah.
And then secondly, you know, it might really help people no matter what.
Right. Like if you're questioning things in your life and you feel like a little bit directionless or you're not really sure why you're making decisions you're making,
right.
It might be useful to be like, let's just check this out. Like,
sure.
Oh, okay, it says this here, which makes it actually easier to change those things because you're like, oh, it's just maybe a tendency I have. I can just see it, understand it. Maybe move on, you know, not stay stuck there.
Well, this sounds really fun. You're going to be doing these pop-up star charts for folks over at Kindred Post starting like in an hour or so, right?
Yeah,
just starting very
4:30.
Soon.
4:30, yeah.
4:30 over there at Kindred Post. Everyone knows where that is. If you see the clock, you're right by it. So go down to Kindred Post where they're doing awesome things all the time.
I know.
And this first Friday, Kaylee McGoey is down there and she's going to be doing these pop-up star charts. Kaylee, it's so great to see you and thanks so much for coming in and letting us know all about this and helping me determine my destiny.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm definitely going to make you one.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Good to see all you. Right. Bye.